This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I'm with Devin Nunes, who is the guru of Truth Social, a.k.a. Congressman Devin Nunes, once upon a time, of the controversies of these last years before, during, and after the Trump administration. And Devin and I are not going to go through the events of these last days because they're too chaotic. I told Devin right away, I can't summarize this. I don't report on this kind of chaos. I prefer to stay with the war fighting in Ukraine. It's a lot easier story to tell. There are bad guys. There are good guys. The good guys are going to win if we keep up support. Same story in Taiwan. There are bad guys. There are good guys. Well, in these last days, it is very difficult to tell the white hats from the black hats in America. Devin, I don't want to comment on the news per se, but you've been through a roller coaster ride the last few days. I appreciate the fact that my colleagues in media regard you as a source of good information. I always have. But is this something that you wanted to do as executive of Truth Social, to go back over the unfinished business of the last 6 years?
John, it's like a bad penny. It never goes away. And, you know, we won't get into it, but if people want to, they can go to my Rumble channel. I did a long interview this morning. I know that you saw, John, with Maria Bartiromo on her show. But all I can say about it is, it just reminds me of the old saying that when things get weird, the weird turn pro. And that's where we're at right now. Just if things could get any more bizarre, it's not believable, but they just have. And I just don't know where we go from here. And I think it's weakening the United States. Everything that's been happening the last 6 years continues to weaken the United States, because you have the degradation of the Department of Justice and our intelligence agencies, which then leads us to your question, John, about overseas. As you know, I was chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, served for a long time focusing on those very issues. Used to go onto your show all the time, talking about international issues, and you just have to scratch your head. You know, what the hell are they doing, wasting precious resources going after the former president and his documents when they have so much more to do? And it makes us look not only weak, but I would also say totally corrupt, right? It's a banana republic when your intelligence agencies and your Department of Justice look like they're only serving one party, and that's clearly what we have here.
Yes, several of my colleagues have commented on just that point, Devin. What does this look like to our adversaries, but more profoundly, what does it look like to our allies? How do you deal with a conflict zone such as Ukraine, or a conflict zone such as the Taiwan Strait, knowing that some part of this administration is involved in, I don't even know what you and I have exhausted ourselves. We don't know what the term is for what's going on. It's both clumsy and threatening at the same time. Is there an adjective that says clumsy threatening? I don't know.
Well, John, you are the master. I think nobody's a better a writer or a master of the English language than you. And when you can't come up with a term or a phrase, I think it frustrates all of us.
Right now, you don't want to review the last 6 years, but I do want to recall a moment where I learned from the work that you were doing at the Intelligence Committee that the seventh floor of the FBI building, that's the leadership, the seventh floor was involved in presenting testimony that was not entirely trustworthy. I remember how we struggled with that, as in, what do you do now when you come up with instances where the seventh floor is misleading not only the Congress, but the people of the United States? And Devin, we're still there at that moment. We haven't moved past that moment. We keep coming back to it. Until that is solved, until the FBI is trustworthy again in a way that makes all of us comfortable, we're vulnerable to these moments such as right now.
Yeah, John, and I would just add that it's almost like it's gotten worse. So even though some of the snakes are gone, whether it be, you know, Comey or McCabe, but you have to remember those guys have been gone for 5 years. And yet, you know, you still have, I mean, it's just, you know, who signs up for the FBI to go ransack a former president of the United States home in what is clearly, if you look at the terms or the warrant, going after him for treason and then obstruction of justice. I mean, this is really wild, and it gets to the kind of the two tiers of justice when we all know what Hillary Clinton had done, what Obama had done, and the fact over some documents, classified documents that I don't believe the president, from what, at least from what I understand, didn't even know they were there. Right. So it looks like it was an investigation in search of a crime, and meanwhile, you know, you've got the Chinese roaming all over the United States, taking the shots at our infrastructure all over the United States. It wasn't that long ago, right, that they breached several government agencies and stole all kinds of data. And we know the size of the PLA in the Chinese Communist Party's arm, especially the arm of the PLA that works on cyberns and ability to build that system out. And I have to think that, you know, they're building something that's never been built before, and they're likely using, not to bring it back to Truth Social and social media, but they're likely using TikTok as one of the companies, that social media companies, to do it. Yep. That they're actually grabbing information, valuable information on individuals all over the United States. And John, TikTok is the most popular social media app for young people.
No, what you say is so accurate. We repeat it all the time, and nothing changes. Devin Nunes was my guide for this mystery of the Washington opinion of the former president over these last 6 years. And we reflect on this, maybe when we're senior citizens, Devin, we'll have a good laugh about this. But right now, there's part of it that's dangerous, and there's part of it that's absurd. Devin Nunes of Truth Social. I'm John Batchelor. This is the Friends of History Debating Society.